And I'm not sure if you remember this conversation we had with the team from Wits Hospice just a few weeks ago. They brought us a really beautiful and human story of the interaction they have with families that are really going through a very difficult time. They may be nursing family members who are ill, family members who need palliative care, family members who've just been diagnosed with some really serious or terminal diseases, and they hold their hands right through that process to the very end. And even in the wake of a loved one's death, they're able to actually offer the kind of support, advice and counselling that is required to be able to deal with that very real grief that dogs so many family members. Now this weekend they're doing something really quite beautiful and aesthetically beautiful, I mean, because the Tree of Life is coming to life, and it's an opportunity to enjoy a picnic under the stars with family and friends, and it's a countdown to turning on the lights of remembrance. Let's find out what this is all about. Jackie Kay, the Hospice Wits CEO, joins us on the line now. Jackie, lovely to have you back with us, if only telephonically today. But just remind us of what this beautiful ceremony is about, the tree lighting ceremony.
Thank you, Joanne. Good afternoon to you and to your listeners. So the Tree of Light is actually a celebration of the memory of a loved one. So we might have lost the loved one, or we might actually have the loved one with us at the moment. We're celebrating lives by saying to them, let us put a virtual globe on our Tree of Light in memory, as a memory is a photograph taken by the heart to make special moments last forever. And that's what the Tree of Light is all about. It's a family afternoon, evening, where you picnic on the lawn, you enjoy some wonderful entertainment, and then you put that Tree of Light on and really just celebrating what we can as far as family and memories are concerned.
Right. So tell me, I mean, you're inviting guests and donors to select, to customize these virtual remembrance globes in celebration of a loved one, in commemoration of their lives, and add it to that tree. How do they go about doing that, Jackie?
Super. So they would go onto our Tree of Light website, www.treeoflight.co.za, and people can then go and purchase a globe or three or a couple. Corporates can go and purchase globes for members of their teams in memory of. They can just celebrate with them. So you can buy a halo, you can buy an individual globe. There are quite a few options. And we would like them to go onto that website just to purchase those globes in memory of their loved one.
All right. And where do the funds go to, Jackie?
So, Joanne, they go to our patients. Our patients are somebody who's got a life-threatening illness, and we look after them, but not just as a patient. We look after them holistically. So in other words, we care for them in every way, physical, medically, spiritually, and we look after the family. So our funds that we are raising through our donors and partners and friends and family is to look after the patients who need care and support, symptom management, pain control, in the comfort of their own homes and through the services of our palliative services team, palliative services being the nursing care that we can give to our patients.
Right. Well, what does it cost to purchase a globe of this nature?
All right, so there are a couple of different globe prices, which are all on the website.
All right.
If you wanted to purchase an individual one, it's 150 Rand, yeah. And then it goes up in value depending on what you would like. So the colours associated with the purchase of a globe, and as I say, it could be 10 or it could be 2. So that would all be available on our website.
Right.
Just as far as the picnic is concerned, it's free entrance into the zoo, the Johannesburg Zoo, at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Our program starts at 4:30 in the afternoon, and we've got a lot of entertainment, as we said. We are aiming to sell at least 2,500 globes through the website, but we will be selling globes at the event as well. And we really just hope that people can come out and enjoy the afternoon with us in a beautiful area, beautiful surrounding, and waiting for that Tree of Light to be switched on just after 7 o'clock.
All right, lovely. And that happens on Sunday evening, is that right?
It does happen. The Sunday afternoon, 24th of November.
Okay, great. Jackie, thank you so much for coming on to give us a reminder of this event. She's the Hospice Wits CEO. And remember that Picnic Under the Stars, as she said, happens this coming Sunday evening. Sunday afternoon really is when it starts. So you can either go online, go to www.treeoflight.co.za if you want to pre-purchase a globe in memory of a loved one or a friend who has passed on. And the other option is to go straight through to the Joburg Zoo and actually purchase that in person. You will get the purchase prices on that website.